Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I'm already getting adoring views off of my new top from Becky this morning. It's warm.
Is it new? I didn't think I'd seen it before.
Bought it yesterday. Just went into the shop and found the warmest thing that I could find. Hello, good morning. It's Tuesday. This is the Chris Moyles Show with Scott Mills on Radio 1. Hope you're all right. Thank you very much to Max. I have no idea who she was just talking about then, but she can't wait to be between them both. So that's something to listen out for later in the week.
Podcast.
Hello, if you're just waking up. Yes, it's still cold outside. Since I last spoke to you, Becky, what did you do with your life? Since I last saw you here yesterday...
Went home,
yeah.
Ate some cold chicken and watched DIY SOS with Nick Knowles. I'm
you
very showbiz.
Well, at least I watched Coronation Street, EastEnders and Celebrity Big Brother.
I watched EastEnders and Hustle last night. That's really good.
Nothing else to report, really. Bought my nice new top.
Yeah.
Quite warm.
Very furry.
And then just hibernated from the world.
Not furry, not fairy, the one that... doesn't speak, thought I said
very fairy.
Very fairy. I love the wings on the back are an excellent addition.
It's not real fur, though. I'd just like to point out before any activists get involved. It's 6:42. N-dubs coming up and One Republic. Just a bit of a shout-out to Liam, who's waiting nervously in Belfast for news of our team. He says, I haven't heard you for 2 weeks, and he said that your team was going to become three. So who left? Chappers. Martin in Banbury in Oxford, morning to you. Fern in Salisbury. There's only a few people texting at the moment, but I know you're all out there, you just can't be bothered. Which
if
is fair enough.
Your hands are that cold,
I know.
It's really difficult to text.
I feel it.
And I can't text in mittens.
Abby's been on saying, hi, Scott, do you know if any colleges or schools are shut today? Abby, yes, I can tell you they are.
But unfortunately, it's probably not yours, Abby. That's always the way it works, isn't it? It's never yours. You always have to end up going.
I know, particularly in like the islands and highlands, most schools are shut today. But I can't be any more comprehensive than that. So do check with your local...
Thanks for that.
Who do you check with?
BBC local radio stations will be able to tell you.
Yeah, but don't listen to them. Just look on their website.
Why don't you ring your school?
Just ring your school. There we are. That's what I would do. Ring your school and they'll be able to tell you. Or if they don't answer, then don't go in. I don't know.
What, if no one's there at 6:45 in the morning, just assume it's shut?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
But Abby, yes, there will be some schools shut today and colleges. I can confirm that. Also, if you're in the Berkshire area, let's not forget, we've discussed this before, Becky knows how to close schools.
I didn't realise this was the case, but there are passwords that the schools use to ring up the radio stations to tell them that the school's shut, and I found some out.
So you've got the power to close schools today?
Yeah, in Berkshire, Oxfordshire and parts of Southampton, I think.
Right.
I don't know if they believe me, though, because, yes, I've got the code word, but I don't sound like Mrs. Smith, head teacher of such and such, do I?
You could put a voice on. You've done worse. Also, how?
I think basically...
How do you know this?
Well, I went into another radio station and saw a big list of passwords on the wall, which I'm sure shouldn't have been up there, because aren't passwords meant to be secret? Anyway,
yeah. What, so they're just on the wall?
Yeah. And it says... I was like, what's this? And it had a school closures list, and it says, these are the confirmed passwords. And basically, the school phones the radio station and gives the code word, and then the radio station know it's a legitimate closure rather than just some kid trying to shut their school for the day.
So you could do that?
I could,
do you
yes.
feel powerful?
Yeah, but I'm also a bit too scared to use it. Because I don't know if I'd get away with it or not.
They shouldn't be up on the walls.
No, I know. Then I went round trying to find other passwords. I don't know what you need other passwords for, but...
Wow.
Knowledge is power.
Yeah. And what was the password?
See, I did almost say it.
You were nearly going to do it. You see, I was going to take advantage of your slight sleepiness.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Now it's time for Dear Scott, where normally a posh Radio 4 lady will read out the emails and texts that you've been sending in to us with general inquiries. However, today, unfortunately, she is snowed in her mansion. She can't get anywhere. So we have got a posh bloke called Hugh off of Wales to read out the Dear Scott messages instead. And here he is.
Dear Scott and the team, As it's been Christmas time, loads of telly-watching has been on the schedule. But most disturbingly, that horrible evil girl is back on TV.
Know what he's on about?
Salmon EastEnders? Dunno.
Well, I was thinking it might be something from EastEnders or Corrie, but listen more.
You know, the one who killed off his dad's wife, I think. This time, though, she's forcing her dad into getting a job he clearly doesn't want, but the dad is too scared to say otherwise, so just goes along with it.
I still didn't know what this was about at this stage. Listen.
And one more thing is that the girl's sister is missing. Surely she couldn't have killed off her younger sister, could she? Love the show. From Mark in Oxford.
Thank you, Mark.
What soap is this?
Well, I thought
it was
a soap.
I don't watch this one. Is it Emmerdale?
Might be Hollyoaks. That's what I was thinking. But then we got this email, and suddenly the last email all made sense.
Dear Scott and Becky and the one who doesn't speak and the PR4L. So, I am Podcast Addict, and I was very bored this week, so I listened to the first podcast I ever downloaded, with the late great Chappers in.
Aw, oh, remember him?
It's not dead, though. It's just...
Just retired.
And, well, you were talking about the advert with the two younger girls who gave their dad hairdryer, and how you thought they had killed their mum to get their dad and themselves a new mum.
Do you know what this is on about now?
Yeah, I don't think he means hairdryer, he means hair dye. Is it the man's hair dye advert?
Yes.
Where the two young kids and they want their dad to find a new woman, so they basically... Mm. You could do anything if you use this hair dye.
Yeah, I think we've got the original ad here.
Let's go. Dad?
Hmm?
It's time.
Evil.
You'd be a really nice catch for somebody. Please?
Just for Men takes 5 easy minutes, targets only the gray hair, and can start something great.
For my girls.
Yes! I'm glad you did it.
Just for Men.
Evil girl. Evil, evil girl. Anyway, this email goes on.
Well, they have done it again. A new ad with a girl trying to get her dad a new job. And I thought you should know, I think it is only because she wants more money. But that is just me. Happy New Year. Love, Ruth from Carlisle.
Have you seen the new hair dye advert?
No, I haven't seen this one.
It's been on quite a lot recently.
So they've stopped trying to find him a new girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And now they're trying
because
to find
Because she bumped off the mum. So...
And now one of the sisters... The previous email said that one of the sisters has now disappeared. So mm-hmm. What's she done? Bumped
off
the sister?
Got rid of her as
well.
Got rid of the younger sister. Anyway, in the new advert, this is what happens.
It's been a while since I needed a tie.
Dad, you're going to get this job. I know it.
They've turned English now as well, which is amazing.
The music's still the same though, which I like.
Yeah. It does look like maybe they've just dubbed over the American voices with the English ones, if you see the advert, I think.
It's been a while since I needed a tie.
Dad, you're going to get this job. I know it.
Dad, you're going to get this job, I know it. The evil child is back.
How did it go, Dad?
Darling, I think I'm going to need more ties.
Yes!
Just for Men.
Mm-hmm. So now OMG. She's forced him to get this job, and he said yes because he's too scared. And, yeah. The evil girl's back. But she's gone... She's turned English now. It's amazing how... I mean, it must have been 2 years ago, the first advert.
It's been a while since I needed a tie.
Dad, you're going to get this job. I know it.
Ugh.
How did it go, Dad?
Darling, I think I'm going to need... More ties!
More ties! How did it go, Dad? Don't tell me you didn't get the job, otherwise I'm going to kill you. Evil girl. Right, thanks for pointing that out. I've noticed that too. Next.
From Adam Galloway. Subject, Happy New Year. Spread the cheer of Happy New Year. Send this to all your friends and you will get good luck for 2010. If not, someone will die.
Oh my, that's a bit...
Thing is, you get desensitised after a while. I get so many of these emails.
That's awful.
Don't you get these? Like, oh, have a Happy New Year. It's brilliant. It's 2010. Forward this on or someone will get killed. I get them quite a lot. Do you ever forward them on?
No, because you shouldn't.
Do you ever think about it just to be on the safe side?
No, but then if something bad happens to me later that day, do you think, oh, maybe I should have sent that text on?
What, if someone dies?
No.
If someone dies like, later that day, I think I should have forwarded that email
on.
No,
I mean, like, if I get splashed by a car going through a puddle.
Well, that's hardly someone being dead, is it?
But it's still something bad that's happened.
Not quite the same. Forward it on. Forward this email on to at least 10 people who would get splashed really hard by a passing car.
See, people would do that.
Next.
Scott Becky, the one who doesn't speak, and the PR4L. I was watching Big Fat Quiz of the Year, and this old guy said John and Edward off of X Factor. Off of smiley face. I think it's catching on. Next year, the Queen will say it during the Queen's speech on Christmas Day. Hopefully. Smiley face. Love you, Shan, off of Buckingham. Kiss.
We get a lot of stress on this show from people saying we've got bad grammar. Well, that's not true, is it? Because now posh people who speak proper are using off of.
Out of off of Metallica.
And that's Stephen Fry. Now, Stephen Fry says it on an intelligent quiz show. It's not bad.
Out of off of Metallica.
Also, listen to the old guy. This is David Starkey off of Cultured, really cultured TV shows. Listen to him. Listen to what he's saying right now.
Let's have a look from David Starkey.
Hello, Jimmy. I was, of course, talking about John and Edward off of X Factor.
Yes!
Jedward, if you will. Good night, sweet princess.
Yeah, so David Starkey off of Culture and Stephen Fry both say it, so it's fine.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
All right, time for Oh, What's Occurring. Let me know your scores, if you could, please, on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
You're playing against Becky today on the text, 81199. We've done some of these before, all new Oh, What's Occurring next week, but Becky won't remember this, what happened on them anyway, so let's try it all over again.
Oh, what's occurring?
Play along at home or on the way to work or the way to school. You know Christopher Biggins?
Yes.
He's a big fan of Britney Spears.
Is he?
I know he doesn't seem the type.
No, he didn't look it.
But he is a massive fan of all things Britney. Now, a while back we made a call with former King of the Jungle, Christopher Biggins. My question to you, how many Britney Spears song titles could he get into a phone conversation with his close friend Leslie Joseph of Birds of a Feather without her noticing? How many Britney song titles?
Four? Yeah. Well, do you think it's more than that? Should I go for six?
I can't remember, to be honest.
Okay, four.
Let's
no,
find
five, because then if I'm torn between four and six, then I'm going to say five.
All right, five then.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Biggins calling his 80s friend Leslie Joseph off Birds of a Feather. But how many Britney song titles can he get in?
Hello.
Leslie, how are you?
I'm all right, darling. How are you?
Very good indeed, thanks. Very good. Oh, my goodness. I'm not a girl, not yet. A woman.
What are you talking about?
Well, how was your week? All right?
Yeah.
Good.
You're sounding very weird, Christopher.
Am I? Why? You drive me crazy, Leslie.
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
You're being devious.
I'm not!
You are. What are you doing?
I'm a slave for you, darling.
What are you doing?
Don't keep asking me what
because
am I doing.
Because you're being devious.
I'm not being devious.
You are. This is not you.
Give me more.
No, this is pathetic, Christopher. You're a grown man. Behave yourself. You phoned me as part of a game show, and what you do, you've got to say I'm a slave. You've got to get as many words in of titles of songs as possible.
Oh, you are. You are so funny. You always break the ice.
Yeah, you carry on. Just throw anything at me, Christopher. Throw it all at me. Anything else you've got to say.
Oops, I did it again.
Did you do it again? Did you? Where did you do it again? How can you answer that?
I'm overprotected. I love rock and roll.
Do you know what?
What, darling?
I am worried for your sanity now.
Oh, give me more. I love you and I'll talk to you later.
You might. I might not take your call.
Love you.
Sayonara.
God, old actors, eh? Now, I counted 8 in there because you said give me more twice. They sound like they have a lot of fun, don't they? Wouldn't it be great being their friend?
Oh, what's the kidding?
And the best thing about that was she had absolutely no idea what he was doing there at all. Just like, it got him in so well, I thought, into the conversation.
Do they still do their radio show together?
I don't know.
That might be worth a listen.
Just 2 hours of cackling.
Yeah.
Wah, 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 wah.
Britney Spears.
Also, Stephanie Beecham off of the Celebrity Big Brother laughs in exactly the same way as that. Wah, 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 wah. Posh laugh. Wah, wah. Next one. You know James Blunt?
Yes.
Who? I've not heard from him for a while. Is he coming back anytime soon? Shrugs of shoulders all around. No one seems that bothered. Anyway, I called him a while back. It's a simple question. He didn't know I was going to call, obviously. Could I persuade James Blunt to sing a little bit of
You're Beautiful
down the phone to me?
No. I think he'd just hang up. He'd probably get quite angry and hang up. Although I don't remember him. Yeah, no, I'm definitely saying no.
Okay. Bear in mind, I did just look up James Blunt in the phone book.
So oh, not actual James Blunt.
I don't know whether it's the real
one. I thought you phoned actual James Blunt.
This is just why I did.
Well, no, I'm still going to say no, because they're
it
not
might
gonna...
be. It's in the phone book. We're like...
well, I'm going to still say no. Odds? I think they're going to wonder what on earth they're talking about.
So you're saying no. Mm-hmm. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's me calling a James Blunt. Might or might not be the one. Hello?
Hello?
Is that James Blunt?
What?
Is that James Blunt?
This is James Blunt.
All right, how are you?
Well, fine, thank you. Who are you?
I recognise your voice now.
All right.
How are you, then?
Well, fine, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm really good. I was just looking through the phone book, and I thought, I like James Blunt, so I'll see if his number's in there. I phoned up, but I mean, James Blunt answers the phone. I recognise your voice. I love your... Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can I be put passed back through to James, please?
Yes, who's calling, please?
My name's Scott.
Okay. I was
thank
wondering
you.
If you have this the right James Blunt.
The one that sings You're Beautiful?
No, he's not there is a singer called James Blunt, I know, but that's not my husband.
No, but it is, because I recognize his voice.
Well, you can talk to him, but, okay, go ahead. Here
okay,
he is.
Thank you.
Sure.
Shall I sing the Marine Corps hymn?
Before you do that, could you do a bit of your best-known song? Beautiful, you're beautiful, it's true. Go on, sing it with me. You're beautiful, you're beautiful,
with me.
You're beautiful.
Hello.
You're beautiful, it's true.
Scott, this is Scott. Is that your name?
That's my name, yeah.
Yeah, this is Mrs. Blunt again.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Blunt.
You're sweet, but this isn't the famous James.
So you're telling me that it's a different person?
It is.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I don't have...
I feel so foolish now.
Well, don't. That's okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, that's okay, Scott. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Can you sing it for me?
Pardon me?
Will you be able to sing it with me?
I don't really know it.
Okay, repeat after me. You're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
You're beautiful. It's true.
It's true.
Thanks, Mrs. Blunt. Can I say goodbye to James?
You certainly may. Okay.
Nice talking with you.
That's so weird. You sound just like him, but obviously I've got the wrong person, so I do apologise.
Okay, hey, you have a perfect day.
You have a perfect day as well, Mr. Blunt.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Right, so you said no. I think you'll find that I got him and Mrs. Blunt to sing along. Thank you.
Oh, what's the kidding?
One more.
Did you hear about halfway through she went, who is it? Hang up. Just hang up.
You know Sarah Cox?
Yes.
She's on at 10 today. What's her favourite thing?
Food.
She does seem to be cutting down the mentions of food these days, though, since just, we've kind of been updating you on how many times she mentions it per show.
She's probably just massively paranoid.
Yeah. Cast your mind back, though, to February. In particular, February 16th to the 19th in 2009. Remember those shows well? I do.
Should I say yes?
Yeah.
Yes. Is this the one... Is this going to be how many times she's mentioned food?
Yes.
Is this the double pork week? Or the Piccalilli week? Or was that the same?
I don't know.
Because if it's double pork, that was a massively high one.
Have a guess.
I'm going to say 130.
130 times Sarah Cox mentions food between the 16th and 19th of February 2009.
Do I get a bonus point for double pork?
If it's in there, yes. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Sarah Cox talking about her favourite thing.
Breaded fish, three small potatoes, cauliflower, potato, cheese, chilies, food. Oh, special dinner for you. Breaded fish, bird's eye fish fingers, Marks and Spencer's lightly dusted dabs. Dinner, desserts, fish and chips, vinegar. Nice fish. Breaded fish, school dinners, coffee, chicken, fruit, muffin, cream, egg. Put a kettle on, nearly lunchtime. Honey, coffee, honey roasted nuts, sugar, pup snack, chocolate, chives, smoothie. Chicken for tea anyway. I always have to nip off for a wee when I've cooked a meal before I can sit down and eat it. A roasted peanut. No, pork scratching. Hot dog. Yorkshire pudding. Welsh cakes. Food. Breakfast. Two massive cups of coffee. McDonald's. All brand. It's chips. It's chips. Fried onion rings. A few shandies. Jelly. Loads of food and pizzas and cupcakes and things. Cupcake. Fairy cake. Loads of cream and crumbs. With the sandwiches and a Jaffa cake. Pies. Welsh cakes. Just about to tuck into lunch. Gonna be eating liver. Semi-cooked liver. Munching on a muffin. Bit of flapjack. Banana. What's it for lips or a quaver for a nose? Chutney. Big Mac. What's your favourite lunch? Sipping champagne. All this delicious food, bangers and mash and chicken noodles and all this gorgeous stuff. Lamb kebab. Bit of champagne. Cooking goujon. Beer. Fish and chip shop. Proper coffee. Oh, proper coffee. Lattes. Americano. A skinny cat with an extra shot and some vanilla. Snacks and biscuits. Packet of what's it? Curly Whirly being open. Chinese takeaway. Aromatic crispy duck. Sweet and sour pork balls. Indian takeaway. Chicken jalfrezi. Spring roll. Two beef baguettes. Chip shop. Grave it.
Right. Quite a lot in there.
That was the goujons one.
I'm going for 98 mentions of food there. You said 130 and there was no double pork. That was the other one.
I so know what she means there about having to quickly go to the loo after you've cooked the food before you sit down and eat it.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Don't get that myself. Let me know your scores, please, against Becky on 81199. That was today's Oh, What's Occurring? All new starting next week.
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now it's time for Dear Scott. Unfortunately, the posh Radio 4 lady today has been snowed in, like so many of you. So we've got the next best thing, which is someone not quite as posh, but doing his best posh voice. It's Hugh Stevens off Radio 1. Loads of people texted in earlier saying, well, he's not posh at all. Well, he's trying his best, all right, and that's all he could do at his last minute. First one.
On the 3rd of May 2009, Girls Aloud last single before the break, an epic dance track called Untouchable from their album Out of Control, failed to enter the top 10 and reached number 11 on the official UK charts.
If you don't remember it, this is a little bit of Untouchable by Girls Aloud. And in my dreams it feels like we are 40 stories tall. Didn't get inside the top 10, which is unusual for them.
Till then, the band had managed to get all their singles into the top 10, holding the record of most consecutive top 10 in the story of girl bands. This single, however, broke the path.
Didn't get there.
Do you think they Do you think they were sat around listening to the chart show, hoping and then really disappointed?
Oh no, number 11.
Now fans want to recover that top 10 record by getting the song to the place it should have been. But for that, we need your help. The objective is to get Untouchable back on the top 10. To do this, we are going to choose a specific week when we will proceed to download the song and or its remixes from any download site that count towards the chart. Regards, Hayley, Untouchable Campaign Helper.
Right,
it sounds like a military operation, doesn't it?
I've got so many emails now. Since that Rage Against the Machine thing has happened, everyone's got a campaign on Facebook for something. Normally, like this one, to get a record into the charts again. I'm getting so many of these at the moment. So that one's to get Untouchable by Girls Aloud into the top 10. Mm. What one could we do?
Oh, we could do Thong Song. Cisco.
Because he's in Big Brother.
Yeah.
Been done already. Got an email about that earlier.
What, he's got a campaign
already? Already on Facebook, there's a campaign to get Cisco Thong Song back in the charts. There's so many of them. Just because Rage did it doesn't necessarily mean yours is going to work. Next.
I found this ad in my local co-op today. It needs not further explanation, other than to say that I am scared and may move. Georgie, off of Peterborough.
Ah, Georgie, these are those little cards, you know, you get just after the checkout, so people advertising things and selling things.
Wanted, animal skull or skeleton for bone-collecting child. Will pay.
Now, that was just on one of those little cards.
That's so weird.
What did you collect when you were young?
Not bones. I collected, you know, those little multicoloured rubbers you get?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in little plastic things. I had loads of them.
What, like
rubbers? No, not those sort of... like an eraser. I had loads.
Like
a
something you rub out
with
rather than... Yeah,
like for pencils and stuff.
Do you know what I collected for a short while when I was really young?
Go on. Do you want to say this?
Radio 1 t-shirts.
Bless you. Mm. You've still got them, haven't you?
No.
Yes, you have.
I haven't. I was about 10.
Whose did you get?
It's quite embarrassing.
Did they have DJ's faces on?
No, they just had the Radio 1 logo on. Anyway, yeah, that's weird. A bone-collecting child, I would move from the Peterborough area.
How did you get them?
Hmm?
Did you write in and ask the DJs for them?
I wrote to Radio 1 and asked them, and they sent...
Which DJs did you write to?
I didn't write to DJs, I just wrote to the head of Radio 1.
Dear head of Radio 1, please can I have a T-shirt?
I've got some.
Thanks, bye. Did you?
Yeah. Next!
Lots of faithful Girls Aloud fans and I are running a campaign to get Untouchable into the top 10, so Girls Aloud can have 21 top 10 singles. We were wondering if you would be able to help with any promotion.
Stop with the Girls Aloud campaign to get Untouchable, it's not going to happen.
Do you think if you wrote to the head of Radio 1 now, he'd send you a T-shirt?
I'm sure he would.
I might try that.
Yeah.
Do you need to send a stamped addressed envelope, or do they pay for postage?
I honestly can't remember. I think I probably did send the postage, but,
Do you need to specify size, or one size fits all?
Oh, I was a child, so I just said child size.
I'm going to do that later.
Took a while, but they got there in the end. Next!
Hi, Scott. Becky, the one who doesn't speak, and PR4L.
Hi.
Just emailing to let you know that I've seen another person say off of. Sir Ian McKellen said it on Big Fat Quiz of the Year, 2006. It's about 46 minutes in. Yes, 2006. Rob of Amazing Stoke.
Rob, Amazing Stoke, hi.
Where do you want... Was that all repeated?
Yes. I watched a lot of TV over Christmas. You're thinking, how has he just spotted that?
I know, right? That took a long while for him to clock that.
No, before the Big Fat Quiz of the Year 2009, which I love... they repeated all the previous ones on days before, so that's how he's seen it again.
Okay.
But I love it that now Ian McKellen...
Sir Ian McKellen
is saying off of. Check this out.
That was an extract from the memoirs of Jade Goody, off of Big Brother.
Yes, Ian McKellen. We've also got Stephen Fry saying it.
Out of off of Metallica.
And David Starkey off of Culture.
Let's have a look from David Starkey.
Hello, Jimmy. I was, of course, talking about John and Edward off of X Factor.
There we are, so it's not bad grammar. It's fine. If it's good enough for Sir Ian, David Starkey and Stephen Fry, it's good enough for you and you know it.
That was an extract from the memoirs of Jade Goody, off of Big Brother.
Next!
Florence and the Machine for the first 2010 number one.
Oh, God.
You've Got the Love is one of the year's defining songs. So why don't we start the new decade on a high and get this incredible cover to its deserving place, number one. Download You've Got the Love from Monday 28th December onwards. So, get downloading now.
Seriously, enough with the campaigns on Facebook.
Isn't it a bit late for this one as well?
A little
bit. Isn't Lady Gaga was the first number one of 2010?
Yes. Seriously, I will delete these emails if you send any more. It's getting ridiculous. I get so many now, but please get this song to number one.
Do you want me to set you up a rule so any email with the word campaign just goes straight to deleted items?
You might know how to do that. I don't. But yeah, if you could. Next.
From Wing. Subject, Wing. Hello. Wing really wants to play some shows in the UK. Is there any way that she can come over to do a live lounge? While she is here, she could do some personal bookings too.
Oh, Wing.
I love it that Wing sends email. Subject, Wing.
Can I play a bit of the CD? Thank you.
Oh.
What's this? Oh, that's right.
This is the title track from her album, Beat It.
That's right. Where she is holding a baseball bat on the front cover, threatening to beat it.
From Wing. Subject, Wing.
They told him, don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face, but I'll be sad.
Can you imagine this in the live lounge?
In this eye, and the words are really clear. So baby, just baby.
I miss Wing. Remember we flew her over to do the big weekend in... Was that Maidstone, wasn't it? Yeah.
And you paid for it out of your own money.
That was two big weekends ago. We're going to have another one this year. About time we bought Wing back, don't you think?
Can
and
you
also...
if you book now, you might be able to get a deal. Arrange the live lounge for the same time so you don't have to pay for two separate flights because that's going to cost you.
So she wants to do a live lounge and some public appearances while she's here. You see, the thing is, with the whole Susan Boyle thing, I reckon it might just fly for Wing now. She dreamed a dream. So did Susan Boyle. The similarities are there. She's like the biggest selling artist in the world ever now, Subo. Anything else you want to know? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email. And the PR4L will be back reading them out when she's not snowed in.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.